Oh, not always. I never knew what I wanted to be, I don't think. But I love practicing law. And
are most of the lawyers around here educated in the state?
Yeah, I think so. I'd think three-fourths of them would be.
Mm-hmm. And about how many of them would you suppose were raised in this area?
Until a short time ago, the big majority of them. Mm-hmm. Now, probably not much more than half, or mm-hmm. a little over maybe. Mm-hmm. But we get a lot of, you know, they get a lot of out-of-town lawyers in.
Okay.
I think the farther away they come, the more unreasonable they get. You get somebody from, these schools, like, I've seen a lot of lawyers from, I don't know what, the bank.
Okay, I'll just ask a few more questions okay. and we'll stop. That fluid and a blister, did you ever think of anything?
I can't think of anything that would describe that.
Would you ever just call it water?
Water, yeah, that'd be.
Okay. All right, say if a bee stung me on my hand and it got bigger, you'd say a bee stung me in my hand did what?
Swelled.
Okay. My hand's pretty badly.
Swollen.
You could almost see it.
Swell.
Okay.
But that pretty, folks are always talking about something around here is being swole up.
Swole up.
Yeah,
sure.
That's a real.
Sure. Okay. And if somebody in a war gets shot, you'd say he has a bad, the place where he got shot, he had a bad what?
Wound, I guess, maybe. Wound.
Okay. You ever heard of any type, if a wound doesn't heal cleanly and there's a kind of a white granular flesh forming around it that has to be burned out or somehow removed, you ever heard that described in any kind of way?
You're not talking about scarring it?
Not really. Have you ever heard the phrase, proud flesh?
No, I don't think I've ever heard that.
Okay, it's just for pronunciation. So
proud flesh.
Proud flesh, okay. And this is a dark brown fluid that you might put on a place to keep it from getting infected. That would be?
Methylate.
Okay, and
Curacao.
I'm thinking of something that begins with an I.
Iodine.
All right. And this is a white, bitter tasting powder that used to be given for malaria.
Quinine?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, talking about a patient who has a terminal illness, you might say that the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
died anyway, or is going to die. Mm-hmm.
Now, the word died, if you're speaking to the family and you don't want to come out and say, I'm sorry to hear that so-and-so died, what might you say?
Passed away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And colored folks, I think, would mostly say passed, leave the way off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about joking or crude ways of saying so-and-so died?
Kicked the bucket, I think. Or okay. croaked.
Okay. Talking about someone who has died, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now. Nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
Okay. And the place where people are buried, that would be a
cemetery.
Okay. All right. See, I was asking you yesterday about things that had to do with death and dying. What would you call the box that people are buried in?
Casket.
Anything besides that?
Oh, coffin maybe, but I think casket more.
Okay. And the ceremony for the dead person you say you're going to is?
Funeral.
Yeah. What about people who are dressed in black at a funeral you say they're in?
In mourning.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that done much around here nowadays?
No, I don't think so. I think folks would just wear their regular clothes, mm-hmm. business clothes or Sunday clothes.
Yeah. Say on a regular day, if you were walking down the street and met somebody that you knew and he asked about you, you know, just inquired about your health, what would you probably say in response?
Fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let's say if somebody's troubled, you might tell them, oh, it'll come out all right, just don't
worry about it.
What would you call a disease that attacks the joints? Painful, usually.
Arthritis.
Mm-hmm. Anything besides that?
Maybe rheumatism. I never have